Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Carolyn Maloney, talk to me about immigration reform. All of a sudden, we have an election, a huge number, 70% or more of Latina voters vote for the Democrats and for the president, and a wake-up message happens to the Republicans. What's the mood?
Well, the mood is a serious one. There's a bipartisan team working in the Senate and in the House, and they have come forward with their bills. I'm a co-sponsor of the American Families Act of 2013, which takes important steps toward fixing our broken family immigration system by reducing lengthy waiting times and keep permanent residents in the country. It also has a path to citizenship. We have 11 million undocumented immigrants living on the margins of society, and we can't afford to not provide a pathway of citizenship to keep their families intact and make them stronger contributing members of our economy. The DREAM Act, I am also a co-sponsor of, and the president in many ways implemented this through executive order. Young people are no longer being deported that came to this country when they were infants or children or small children. And this country has really been the only home they've ever known, and they deserve a chance to obtain citizenship. They would allow them to stay and go to college and become citizens of the United States of America. Immigration has been one of the biggest sticking points in Congress, and it has usually been very divided along Republican and Democratic sides. This bill has very strong enforcement on the border to make our borders more secure, but it also has a path to citizenship for the undocumented. I will tell you a story about how divided Congress is. As you know, I worked very hard on the 9/11 Health and Compensation Act.
Indeed.
I had another bill that would have allowed the families, or the sister, the brother, the mother or father that lost a loved one on 9/11. They were killed as Americans. They were working in the towers, and they died. And it was 16 people. 16 people lost a family member. Only 16. And I had a bill to allow that 16 to go forward with citizenship. The Republicans put me through torture, practically. We had to do a complete report on every single person, everything about them. We had to do all kinds of verification, and still they would not let that bill go. They would not pass that bill. So it's a polarizing issue. It has been in the past. We all know that immigration has been a strength of our history. As a New Yorker, we are truly a tapestry of ethnic, cultural, and religious traditions that have really given great vitality to the economic life of our community. So we have been an immigration center. Our state has been, too. So I'm always hopeful. It's hard to not be hopeful, but it's always been very difficult. But the temperature has changed because of the election and because of the so-called Gang of Eight, which have reached an immigration deal in the Senate, and the Gang of Eight in the House, in a bipartisan way, has also reached a companion bill. So it will be debated. There will be a vote. And I believe we have a very, very good chance of passing it this year.
What worries me, I think about this a lot, is that we have really set up, there will be people who criticize me for saying this, but a new class of economic slavery. In other words, how would people who are listening right now like to know that they have to work very hard, they have to pay taxes, they have to do all of that, but that any one person can pick up a telephone and get them deported, which makes them totally, you know, subjected to the kind of behavior that an employer, even an unscrupulous employer, might demand?
Well, that is true. That is true. I believe every illegal immigrant lives in fear of being deported. The DREAM Act has protected young people that have come to this country, and by all respect, are Americans. It's the only language they know. It's the only culture they know. So that group has been protected, and this bill that we're considering will protect the additional 11 million.
It wasn't that long ago that we had this foolish man, Lou Dobbs, up there working up the country, going on television every night, screaming at the top of his lungs, and having a huge number of political adherents. Boy, has that turned around by one election.
It has turned around dramatically. It used to be an issue that had no shot. As I told you, they would not even allow 16 immigrants who lost their loved ones. They were treated as Americans. They were trying to kill Americans, and they killed them when they attacked the World Trade Center. They wouldn't let that bill go. But we have a comprehensive bill that has a good shot of passing. Ultimately, we shoot at the ballot box. Every 2 years, we have an election. And you can see dramatic shifts in direction because of our elections. We don't need to have revolutions in America. You can go to the ballot box and have a change in direction and a change in leadership. You can vote someone out whose positions you don't agree with. And so it's it is easier in our democracy to have these dramatic shifts because of our elections. And I think immigration reform, and I think guns, and the ability to pass both immigration and gun safety are a result of the last elections that we had, and also the result of American public that is becoming fed up with these two issues and the fact that Congress has not acted.
Carolyn Maloney, as always, I just want to tell you how much we appreciate your coming on to the show and being with us. You know, we're old friends, and I can't tell you how much it means to us. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. I've been listening to your program for, I'm not going to tell you how many years. I remember when you were on every Saturday with former Governor Cuomo.
When we come back the next time, I'm going to talk to you about Social Security, okay?
Very well.